That takes care of that, gentlemen. Takes care of all that for this evening. And now we'll move on to old business. Our first case under old business is case number 11612. It's for the special use exception to replace an existing billboard and variances from side yard setback, separations, height, and distance, and square footage. Okay, gentlemen. We'll open it up for discussion.
Well, from everything I can see, this request has no visual impact on the shopping center. In that you certainly, you know, before you even get to the property, you see the shopping center, you see its signage and so forth. Mm-hmm. The existing, I don't think it's going to block. In fact, it'd probably block whatever shopping center view to the shopping center less by raising it. I think that by raising it, it's certainly, it's not like they're asking to raise it higher on a higher plane than the sign in front of it for the shopping center. They're just looking to, because of the, because of the lay of the land, I think their request is necessary. Mm-hmm. As far as the size of the billboard, I don't know that they were asking for 600.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the current is
straight.
Hmm. Is the current one 300?
Sorry.
Current one is it 300 square feet?
300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's kind of my feelings on it. That's sort of my feelings on this. I'm looking for
the proposed billboard would measure 12 feet by 48 feet. The existing billboard is approximately 500 square feet.
500. Okay.
That's what I have in my in the
so minutes. So they're asking for basically the same thing.
What size of the billboard now?
12 by 48.
12 by 48, and they're asking for 600, right?
The proposed is 12 by 48.
Yeah, so what is it now?
Approximately 500 square 500. Feet.
Yeah. I'm like Mr. Mills.
So 12 by 48.
It's 576.
576.
Right, they wanted that. Yeah.
Well, they're asking for 500. Yeah. They're asking, the existing is what?
They're asking
double sided, 500?
They're asking for a variance of 276 square feet per side so that each side would be 576 square feet.
Yeah.
So if you do the math, the existing sign would then be 300 square feet.
Right. It would make it be 600 in there, right?
Yeah.
So it'll actually double the size.
I did it right.
Yep, that's what I came up with.
Run that by me again, Ms. Cornwall.
They're asking for a variance of 276 square feet per side, so that each side would be 576.
Correct, because they're limited to 300 square feet per side.
Right.
So, but the existing one, the one that's there now, is larger than 300 square feet, is what I recall. And that was, I believe it was approximately 500 square feet, is what was presented. I'm trying to find that specific in the record, though.
No, I don't have that. That's what I'm looking for. I don't think that's. I don't think that is, Mr. Sharp. I thought I had that with me, but there I go. Looking on the desk. Oh, there it is.
But They want 300 square feet on each side, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they want to be able to be 576 square feet per side.
See, they're expected.
They're allowed to have, if they were approved on a special use exception.
They're allowed to have.
They would be allowed 300 square feet per side.
Per side, yes.
What they're seeking to do is 576 square feet per side.
Per side. What side their sign is now?
That's my...
I'm looking it up.
If my recollection was, it was around 500.
On each side.
Yeah. Let's see, they're seeking a special use for the, a variance of 42 feet from side yard, two variances of 89 feet from separation for another billboard across Route 1. And let's see. And it says they want... County station, 300 square feet of sign, a variance of 6 feet, 31 feet, a variance of 276 square feet per side, so that each sign now would be 576 square feet. So that's 300 square feet of sign. If they're requesting right now 276 feet, right?
The site plan that we were provided, does a variance being applied for a permit to a sign with 576 square feet displaced per area per face, 12 by 48?
Let's see, I got it right here now. I knew I had it.
Okay, before, originally it was 180 square feet from the maximum of 300.
Right.
So that would have been 480 square feet.
Right. And now they're asking for 276?
576, right?
So 576.
Variance, 276.
That's per side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're asking for almost 100 square feet more.
100 square feet more.
Yeah, 89 feet.
The one that was approved in 1995. And your mom sat where you're sitting.
She sure did.
A couple years ago.
Did that do for John?
Yeah, it's not a couple.
Mm. And Dale and I were pups on the board.
Weren't we? Mm. Mm. You were that one.
So the sign's going to be 576 square feet on both sides.
That's the request.
Each side.
Each side. That's each what they're side. Requesting.
Correct. As opposed to 480.
Yeah.
They want it, what, double?
I mean, we got the big signs down there in that area.
Right.
I really don't see a problem with that. I don't think it's going to block any of those stores or anything else. And the sign that's there now is in a sinkhole. It's going to ring up above that. And like the food line, I mean, they mounted it up and put it up. So I don't have a problem with any of this.
I can go with a special use in the height, but I can't go with all those variances of the size and all that, though.
You're talking another 100?
Well, all the variances that they're asking for are distance from other signs, which is no different than what exists.
Yeah.
The only difference between what they have and what they're requesting is the size of the sign, the variance. And the height.
And the height.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then the side yard setback, too, of 42 feet. Two variances of 89 feet for separation distance from another billboard.
Well, they're already that. And
but when they take this one down all together, that's the problem. I said we had the other discussion that they didn't like that. It's all together, the new one going up.
Right.
Then it starts.
No,
right.
I was just making a mistake.
Yeah, no, you were.
The only difference is the square footage of the sign and the height.
And I think there was a slight, very slight change in the location, if I recall.
And I think it was actually getting better with the setback.
For some of them, I think it was.
Further back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I believe it was.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that, but I call it's not in the same exact spot, but it's in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
So there might be some negligible changes there in
right.
some of the separation distances.
Right.
I mean, in those pictures he sent, right in this booklet, I mean, there's plenty of signs that same size up and down that road.
Actually, the side yard setback is 8 feet, and it's going to remain at 8 feet. It's their front yard setback that this current sign encroaches 2 feet, and they're actually pushing it back 2 feet to make it comply with the setback from the front yard.
From the front.
And it appears from the survey that I'm showing, or the site plan, Ms. Cornwell, that the variance from the separation is the same as the existing one.
Correct.
Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yes.
It's going to be much higher and much larger than at this time.
I really don't think the height's going to be a
big problem with the height. No, I have no problem with the height.
Talking about square footage?
But at the height?
No.
With the sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I
have a problem with square footage on that, on that sign. You got a big one there, a V-shape. You're going to have a, that's a monstrosity. Yep. I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think I could go along with everything, but I'm not sure I can go along with the 276 square foot variance for each side.
Yeah, I can't go for that. Yep.
Also not saying that there's not billboards in the area that are that large.
I think on the next page where I can on mummies or something.
Mummies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean that's a good sign right size sign right there.
I don't know if it's that big or not.
No. Double sided.
Yeah, I don't know if that. I tend to agree. I don't know if that justifies, you know, for this property.
Yeah.
Well, and taking into consideration the concerns, even though I'm not sure they're valid concerns of from the food line, block their view.
Mm-hmm.
But
so, how much are they going to lose when we make them go back 300 on both sides? And what their signs are, yeah.
Approximately 180 square feet.
Well, they're going to lose 180 square feet.
Approximately.
I would suggest that we at least grant them the existing size, 180 square foot variance.
You go back to the same size.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
Instead of going back to the 300.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I at least give them something there on that.
Right.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that then. The height and the same size of signs that they had.
You know, in regard to the opposition, I mean, I hear what they're saying, but from what I'm seeing here, you know, part of the reason that you don't see the billboard is because the shopping center put a sign in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there you have the opposition opposed
to a problem
that they helped create.
And the same thing, though, they're down. If you look, I was going down. It's like, you know, it's like a bowl type.
Right.
You got to
right.
You take the top of the ground. They're actually going to look like they're 40 feet up.
Right.
But if you take away the ground, they're still going to be the. That way. So the height is. Yeah, I have no problem with the height. That they need to be seen. I can go with that.
I mean, the height probably the same size the food line's on.
It would be. Because, like I said, you got to. Yeah, you go down like this mm-hmm. with.
And by raising the sign, you're going to see more of the shopping center.
Yeah.
not that you can't see.
No, you can see it good now.
You can pretty much see all the shopping center now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got the shopping center here.
Before there's.
Shopping center here, they are, so yeah, if you raise it up, you ain't gonna block it.
I have no problem if we go back to.
To the height.
Height in the same size as that other sign.
Right, okay. We'll go with that too.
Well, so let me better understand this and what we're looking at now. Special use, the height, and the sign will go back at the same size, that's what? Two of them? That's just better, I'd say that.
Yeah, I, if you're ready, I'll make a motion.
Okay, let me get this together here, Mr. Mills. Okay?
Okay. In regard to case number 11,000.
612.
Yeah, 612, I'm looking for it here. I would make a motion that we approve the variances as requested with exception to the square footage variance only being 180 square feet as opposed to 276.
Per side.
Per side.
Okay.
And I think that's it, right?
Special use.
Well, yeah, but I mean, especially with the variance, that's the only thing that we decided.
Let me make sure that I'm getting in on this because I.
But that's the only adjustment that we talked about making on the variance.
Let me get that in my head. That's the.
Let me make sure I get this in my head right now. Yeah. I lost my thing.
We're giving them instead of a 300, we're giving them 186. You said.
Per 180 variance per side, so that's 480 square feet.
480
per
square
side.
Feet. Okay.
Sure. And then as requested, all of the distance between signs and the setback. And the height of, no setback, just height.
Side setback.
Side setback.
Side setback, separation distance from another billboard, and that separation distance from public lands, a side setback, height, reduced the request for square footage.
Yes.
Now, have we done that in between signs before? We give distance down that area in between the signs before? In the 300 square feet, have we done that before?
Given them square foot, yeah.
Down there in that area?
Yeah. All along Route 1.
And 300 square feet in between signs?
Yeah, we've given them a 300 square foot variance.
No, before. I said in between that, though. Those
separation
between,
distance. He's asking if separation. You've given it in between.
Have you give that to him?
I'm pretty sure we have, yeah.
I believe you have.
Yeah.
And again, it's an existing sign that pre-existed, I believe, right. Even this one.
But
they're across
again,
the street.
Coming down and going back up, though. See, that's where I got the heartburn with.
That's up to you.
So you're coming down that mountain. I said, we're going to put that monopole back up.
Well, I think
we're struck, and you're enlightening me on this. Where am I?
Well, if they were to remove the sign,
which
they're proposing to do.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Well, there's a difference.
Okay.
Because what's left up there right now is they could leave what's there now.
Right.
They have approvals for that. That could stay.
Okay.
What they're proposing to do is remove that sign and put a new one up. Now, if they were to remove the current sign, then they would be, and they wanted to put something up, then they would have to apply for a new approval. They have the option of leaving what's there.
Okay.
That's the difference. It's similar to having a house that may be encroaching and has appropriate, and maybe it's a non-conforming use. You could leave the house there.
Right.
If you ever took the house down and you wanted to build something new, you'd have to come back for variance, and it's very similar here. So in this case, the applicant would rather remove what's there now and put something new up, just like somebody would say, I'd rather tear that old house down and put a new one on.
Rather ask for permission than beg for forgiveness.
Could be looked that way. So I don't know if that helps your calculus at all, Mr. Chairman, but.
I mean, technically, I hear what you're saying.
I mean, we had this discussion. Yeah,
The
other week.
But the question is, do we want an ugly old sign to remain, or do we feel that it's better to have a new sign there? Personally, I think it's better to have a new sign there, but we may not all be in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we ready for a motion, or?
They're asking 576, you're gonna get 480, so they're losing 96 feet?
Approximately.
But that.
They're not losing it, because they've got it already.
They got it already.
They got it already, well, yeah, for what they're asking, they're losing that. And I think that's fair enough.
So we're gonna grant all four, you're wanting to grant all four of them, but except one, right?
So the motion I would make is the variance of 42 feet from the side yard setback requirement. Variance of 89 feet separation distance from another billboard across the Route 1. A variance for public lands. County pumping station which exists within 300 feet of the sign. Variance of 6 feet to allow the sign to be 31 feet high. And a variance of 180 square feet per side for square footage.
And it would already hit.
Does that cover them all?
I believe it does.
Okay, all right. And the reason I make that motion to approve those variances, we'll address the variances first, is in regard to uniqueness, topography. No question, the topography certainly, makes the measurement of the height of the sign different than if they filled all that in. Can otherwise be developed, I think also due to the topography to replace the sign, the variances are necessary. I don't think that the applicant created this the hardship because, again, the topography is what was there. As far as the character of the neighborhood, I don't feel that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, I think that it will better the character of the neighborhood by raising that sign. And that would be the only difference between what is already there, which apparently has not altered the essential character of the neighborhood. And so I think that their request is a minimum to afford relief. In regard to the special use exception, would it have an adverse effect? Perhaps, but it has not. I don't feel that it has had substantially an adverse effect on uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and therefore it won't with our height change.
Hey, one question. All right, I'll get a call for your second. Now I got a question. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. And the question, how does this topo affect, again, the side yard setback requirements? Are these four that you just spoke of, how does that do that now? And if it didn't
side
before,
yard?
Or any of those four that we did before, how does that affect that? The height I can see. But how does it affect the sign, the square foot on that sign?
Let me further say that I think it's unique because a current sign exists and in that location.
Good. That satisfied it. Good. Satisfied the question.
Answer your question?
Yes, sir.
All
right. That's fine. Thank you, Mr. Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got a motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. Wharton that we approve. Case number 11,612, one for the special use exception for the requested variances except the 180 for the 180 foot instead of the 276. Is that correct, Mr. Mills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll call vote. All those in favor of the motion then.
Can John go over that again?
No. I'm going to go over that again.
No.
I'll go over
made my motion.
I made a motion. The requested variances that Mr. Mills has so stated, and the chairman, I may have repeated again. So.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on tape.
It's on tape.
It's on the record.
Mr. Workman. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Calaway? Aye, for the reasons that have been stated in the clarification. Thank you, Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11612 is approved. Okay.